At this time, we have permits, projects over $500,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowman, Commission members. This morning, we have eight so-called page two items. As the commissioner mentioned, these are projects over $500,000 in project cost. They've been subjected to our public interest review, and staff has recommended approval of the projects, and in certain cases, it's modifications to previous projects. We have eight items, and I'll read the description for each, and at the end, if you have any questions, I or my staff will be happy to try and answer those. First item 2A is Advance 6 Resins Chemicals LLC. Request authorization to install two turning dolphins and a 3-foot wide by 36-foot long steel walkway at the end of an existing pier in the James River, adjacent to their property situated at 905 East Randolph Street in the city of Hopewell. In this case, staff recommends approval contingent on a time of year restriction from March 15 to June 30 of any year for protection of anadromous fish and the Atlantic sturgeon, and a royalty of $1,969.50 for the encroachment over 1,313 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. Item 2B, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is requesting authorization to hydraulically place approximately 10,000 cubic yards of dredge material per dredge cycle from the maintenance of the Chincoteague Interchannel Federal Navigation Project on the northeast half of a previously used 103-acre overboard site situated northwest of Lewis Creek in Chincoteague Bay, or on a previously used 78-acre overboard site in the Atlantic Ocean off Wallops Island, Accomack County. Item 2C, King George County requests authorization to install a 105 linear foot Class 1 riprap revetment aligned a maximum of 46 feet channeled of mean low water along an eroding bluff adjacent to property situated along the Potomac River along Fairview Drive in King George County.
Mr. Watkins, was that 105? It's 1,005 listed on the...
1,005, I'm
all right,
sorry.
Sir, just for clarification. Thank you.
Apologize. Item 2D, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the City of Virginia Beach request authorization to hydraulically nourish Cape Henry Beach, situated along the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia Beach, with approximately 250,000 cubic yards of sand per cycle dredged from the Lynn Haven Inlet Federal Channel. In this case, the nourishment is proposed along the beach between First Landing State Park, which is the eastern limit of the project, and the Lesnar Bridge, which is the western limit of the project. Item 2E, Norfolk Southern Railway Company requests authorization to modify the previously approved Sebaquis Impact Mitigation Plan associated with the authorization for a bulkhead project and fill over 10,807 square feet of state-owned submerged lands. In this case, the revised condition will allow the option of constructing or funding an oyster reef restoration project or the purchase of advanced sediment restoration mitigation credits for the Living River Restoration Trust for Elizabeth River Restoration Projects. The construction or funding or purchase of credits shall be no less than $54,034 as previously required for the fill at a rate of $5 per square foot. Item 2F, Norfolk Department of Public Works requests authorization to install 510 linear feet of riprap breakwater structures as an addition to the existing breakwater field and extend a 20-inch stormwater outfall pipe along Ocean View Beach in the vicinity of 11th View Street and Toller Place in the city of Norfolk. Item 2G, National Park Service requests a modification to their permit authorization for the Dyke Marsh Wildlife Preserve Restoration Project in Fairfax County. The modification includes the construction of approximately 1,600 linear feet of rock sill with no backfill, with a maximum channelward encroachment for the sill extended to the minus 3-foot contour and situated at the southern end of the preserve near the confluence of Hog Island Gut and the Potomac River adjacent to the George Washington Parkway. In this case, all other conditions for the previous approval project shall apply. And last, item 2H, McAllister Towing request authorization to install 30 linear feet of riprap revetment, construct a new 10-foot wide by 50-foot long gangway that leads to a 10-foot wide by 200-foot long floating dock, a separate 10-foot wide by 50-foot long marginal pier, 6 new 5-pow mooring dolphins, and a shallow water warning buoy in the Elizabeth River adjacent to 902 Southampton Avenue in the city of Norfolk. Staff recommends approval of the project with a royalty of $6,504 for the encroachment over 3,252 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $2 per square foot. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Watkinson on the page two items? Mr. Tankard.
With regard to the Chincoteague Interchannel Federal Navy project, navigation project, there's an overboard site in the Atlantic Ocean of Wallops Island. Why not go on Wallops Island?
Generally, when this is dredged, it's with a small hopper dredge, and it can't get up close enough or have the capability to pump onto the island, so it's put in the nearshore area with the anticipation that some of that sand will still serve beneficially to help with the erosion along the island.
Further questions? This is a public hearing. Is anyone here in favor of these projects that wishes to be heard? Anyone here in opposition to these projects that wishes to be heard? There are seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. France?
I move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. France to approve page two items. There a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.